It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Startup is a public television program offering viewers an up-close and personal look into the world of the modern American entrepreneur. The program is hosted by Gary Bredo, who recently spoke with our business contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. She began their conversation by asking Gary if he had always wanted to own his own business.
I always have in my gut, and I think that when you know that you've always been an entrepreneur, it means you've always hated working for people. I worked several corporate jobs and usually spent 99% of my day at those jobs fantasizing about it, what it would be like to just own my own business. I always had this vision, literally, of like a loft space, like from the movie Big. Open air, music playing, people just having a good time, and I didn't really know what we would be producing or what product, but I always had that vision in the back of my mind. And long story short, I have basically that in downtown Detroit with a creative agency that we do television commercials and iPhone apps, websites, and most recently producing a national television show.
That's really exciting. Congratulations. I have read your statistics, and from a recent survey finds that 48% of Americans dream of starting their own business, but the results of another survey might prevent them from trying. Only about 85% of those new businesses are really going to fail. So you're looking at a 15% success rate. So how can your program help them? What are you saying to people in this program?
Well, I think that number can somewhat be deceiving, at least, and again, this is all my opinion, but I think that there's a large number of that percentage of people that just get into it for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's the reason for failure. What I've noticed over the course of this last year and talking to tons of people about this is you have to put passion before profit. So when you start thinking about being an entrepreneur and doing something because you just don't want a boss or because you think that you're just going to make a bunch of money and have a bunch of free time, that is totally the wrong thing. I think it has to be reverse engineered. You find out what you love about life, and then you kind of streamline it and figure out, okay, how is there a way for me to make money doing that? And if you get into do it just for money, and let's say that in the first year you don't end up profiting anything, and then it's really easy to close the doors and move on to the next because you're not really personally invested.
That really is the key. So tell us about the program itself and how you started it. And I understand that you have talked to some businesses in Pittsburgh. So let's hear about the program first.
The program, it started just truly from me and my thinking about my story of how I left Clear Channel Radio and started up this production studio and the support that I had from my fiance at the time. And I thought that my story was interesting. However, there had to be a lot more fascinating stories out there than my own. And to inspire people, because when people would come and check out the new studio, you could tell they were kind of living vicariously when they had to go back to work the next week, their 40-hour a week job. So I was like, hey, I'm going to go out and start telling a story. I have cameras, I have lights, I have the talent around me, my business partner Pear, so I had support. And then I sought the help of another production studio, Jenny Fedorovich and Parliament Studios. I pitched the idea to them. She loved it. We shot a pilot, and the rest is history.
Well, I don't believe that the rest is really history, because you have to keep doing this all the time. You have to make money doing it. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can say that, but come on, let's get behind what does that really mean? The rest is history. So how did you fund it? How did you get it on local stations? I understand it's on our local PBS station at 6 p.m. on Sunday evenings, WQED. Yep. So give us a little more detail here.
Basically, we shot a pilot, and the intention was to make this a Michigan show. Michigan needs help with business and people getting off their butt and starting a job because our industry went away. So we wanted to do that. We made a pilot with Astro Coffee, which is a local coffee shop in Corktown, and we took it to our local PBS station. They loved it and said, no way, this has to be a national show. Go out and film in other cities so that it has that feel. We shot over to Chicago, came back and put together a 3-business episode, which is the format still today, 7 minutes per. It's a 26-46 link format. 13 episodes, 30-minute segments, 3 businesses per episode.
So this is Startup is the name of the program. You are the host, Gary Bredow, and you actually are in each program. Is that correct, Gary? And these are all hosted on different PBS stations throughout the country. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I go in and sit down and have a casual conversation, much like we're having right now, and just ask those key questions mm-hmm. that people want to hear. How did you get the money? How did you do your lease negotiations? What did you have to give up to make this happen? The things that would actually get somebody to understand that it is possible to do, that these people are just like them.
I understand that you interviewed some Pittsburgh businesses. So why don't you tell us about a few of those? I know they are on one of the programs as well.
Yep, we did House of the Dead with Chuck and Stu. That's the first zombie-only store in America, apparently.
There you go.
And those guys were awesome. And it's just a very cool little store. A couple of guys, they were sitting there one night talking and said, hey, we should open a zombie store. And they took it into their bank, and the loan officer was a big horror movie fan. And he said, that looks good to me, and gave him the money.
Wow, that's just so unusual.
It's very rare. That's mm-hmm. not the best case study. That kind of skews the bell curve a little. So that was just it, kind of an anomaly. But those guys did have, you know, they had their ducks in a row. They had a fantastic business plan. They had actually broken it down to the fact that all they needed to sustain, pay their lease, inventory, everything was to sell 5 T-shirts a day. So when you break down the numbers that far and you take it into a bank and say, listen, if we sell 5 T-shirts, we're going to survive, and here's why, and you have it spelled out, and it works mathematically, how could the bank really say no?
But how were they actually paying themselves, Gary? That would, of course, be the first question I would ask.
I believe that margin actually left some room off the top as well.
So tell us about the other businesses that you saw in Pittsburgh.
We did Pittsburgh paragliding, which was that was a lot of fun. I was able to learn how to paraglide in about 20 minutes. The gentleman, Jonathan Potter, he just loved paragliding. It was a hobby for him, but he loves to travel as well. So in between his travels, he would come back to Pittsburgh and give lessons, and it ended up turning into a business. And he's able to sustain his lifestyle and travel, and he's a fascinating guy.
And I know that you talked to a client that we've worked with, La Dorita, correct?
Yes, La Dorita.
Tell us about that.
Dulce de leche. Very cool husband and wife team. They have a kitchen chair. They couldn't find an affordable enough kitchen chair to use, so they ended up buying a building and creating their own, which is now, it's fantastic because now it's allowing other potential entrepreneur startups to come in and create food products in a registered legal kitchen. And they started making Josephine's grandmother or great-grandmother's recipe for dulce de leche, and it was fantastic. They're doing well. They're in Whole Foods. I think when we were there, they were regional. They could be national by now, but the stuff is incredible. It tasted amazing.
And it is really great that they have now a commercial kitchen that's available for other people to use. So when you interviewed these businesses, was there one underlying quality that you saw when you met all these entrepreneurs?
Yes, it's that thing that sits in the back of your mind that doesn't let you sleep. They all have that. I have that. Everyone that I've met that has started their own business had that. It's that thing that just keeps itching away at you until you do something. It's the inability to sit down and be comfortable or content in just working a mundane, everyday, normal job that you're not passionate about. They all had that, and they eventually got to the point where either they were fired and had to do it,
right,
or they had the support of the people around them and they decided, now's the time, I have to do it on my own. But like, it's somehow in America, especially in 2008, 2009, when things started to kind of get really bad, especially in 2009, it kind of created this perfect storm where a lot of people were forced to go out and start their own business. And I think a lot of successful small businesses were created because of that.
So what would your primary piece of advice be to someone who is just starting out as an entrepreneur or thinking about it? What would you say from your experiences now as a producer and really working with these businesses and getting to know them?
I would say make sure you do a lot of research. You have to make sure that more people than just mom and dad like whatever it is that you're doing. Prove your concept. Don't be, if it's a food product, go out, take it to a local farmer's market. Do your due diligence. Don't just dive right in. When I say you got to be passionate about it and then you just do it, there has to also be that level of research before you take that step. Be cautious, understand the market, read as much as you can, and talk to other people in that industry. You'd be amazed at how quickly people are willing to give you advice and talk about themselves. So that's learn
very,
from them.
That's very good advice. And so this is a 13-episode reality series, which is available at many public television stations around the country. It's called Startup. You are the host, Gary, and we really wish you the best of luck. It's been our pleasure.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, spoke with Gary Bredo, host of the public television program Startup. If you missed any part of today's program, you can catch all or part of our past shows at our website, wesa.fm. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.